I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Robinson's mother explained that over the last year or so, Robinson had become more political and had started to lean more to the left, becoming more pro-gay and trans rights oriented. She stated that Robinson began to date his roommate, a biological male who was transitioning genders. This resulted in several discussions with family members, but especially between Robinson and his father, who have very different political views.
That is the statement from the Utah District Attorney overseeing the assassination. And I stress that word again, assassination of Charlie Kirk. What makes that different than a murder? Because of the reasoning behind it, it was to silence a movement, a political figure. It's not right on either side for assassinations to be carried out. Some will find reason to justify it, and of course many are justifying the death of Charlie Kirk. In fact, they are reveling in it and they're celebrating. And yet I looked at a piece with MSNBC earlier. The reporter says, I don't see anything on the internet showing celebration. Are you an idiot, truly? You cannot ignore it. They want it in your face that we're celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. Not caring about his widow and his two children, but because we silenced a major voice for the conservative movement. And that was part of what Tyler Robinson had indicated he wanted to do. He said, I had a chance, according to the note that he gave his trans lover, I have a chance to take out the leading voice other than Donald Trump of the conservatives. I'm going to do it. In his arraignment yesterday, he had nothing to say. But he did a lot in advance that is coming forward. And his mother has told investigators she watched her son, a college scholarship recipient with a promising future, changed dramatically in the last year, becoming more political, leaning left, supporting pro-gay, trans rights. Those are the words of his mother in court documents. I feel for the family, what he's putting his family through. And you heard then the Utah district attorney pointing out that he and his father were at odds because of him and his political views, but also probably pushing to trans and living with a man in the process of becoming a woman. And they want to tell you that that kind of change that alters physically your body and does not affect your mind? You know it does. It does for the people that are undergoing it and those around them. And there are still those that say, no, this is gender-affirming care. Where did it lead? Thanks for joining us, hour number one, Larry Connors USA, on September 17, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I really encourage you to do it. And not only watch, but then also pull up the podcast later and send it to others and get them involved. You'll find the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com, News Talk STL podcast, and Larry Connors USA. How to watch us while we're on the air live right this moment? You go to News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. Well, we're on the air. If you're listening right now, you can go right to those sources and watch the program. And then later go back and pull up parts you missed or parts you want to share with others. And with every Larry Connors USA program, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You will leave with more knowledge than you have as we began. In our next hour, Steve Forbes, of course, is scheduled for tomorrow at Lindenwood University. We've been telling you about it. Tickets, if there are any available, you can still get them for free, but you've got to go through Newstalk STL. Contact us at our Facebook. Say you want tickets, we'll get them to you. You will not be admitted without a ticket. I cannot stress that enough. And obviously, security will probably be heightened for any political or major speaker anywhere right now. But Steve Forbes did do a pre-interview today on the Mike Ferguson Show. I want to share that with you in our second hour. Mike Ferguson, Gabe, and Jerome talking to Steve Forbes and kind of getting an idea of what's going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to be a bunch of numbers and so forth. It's going to be some storytelling. And also, they asked Steve Forbes for some of his thoughts on Charlie Kirk. I will tell you right now, and I'll reiterate it later, that particular part of the interview, there was a problem with the radio signal, the phone signal, I should say. We don't know what the deal was, but it's still discernible, and it's too important to take off simply because there were technical issues with it. And you will want to hear that as well. That's in our second hour. Later in this hour, how some big Hollywood names that you would know are responding to the death of Charlie Kirk. And also how a major corporation, Starbucks, is responding. And I would tell you in one word, shameful. Back to the Utah District Attorney as to he's reading some of the texts. They were going back and forth between the man charged with killing Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, and messages he was sending his lover, who was a male transitioning to be a female.
Robinson again, delete this exchange. Again, Robinson, my dad wants photos of the rifle. He says Grandpa wants to know who has what. The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it is very unique. He's calling me, RN, not answering. Robinson, since Trump got into office, my dad has been pretty diehard MAGA. Robinson, I'm going to turn myself in willingly. One of my neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff. Again, you are all I worry about, love. That came from Robinson. Roommate, I'm much more worried about you. Robinson, don't talk to the media, please. Don't take any interviews or make any comments. If any police ask you questions, ask for a lawyer and stay silent.
And stay silent. Well, he had already made several statements. One thing about this dispute between the son and the father, this is not uncommon when you're growing up. You think you know more than your dad. We've all been there. And gradually you begin to realize, you know, dad was pretty smart after all. But these kinds of rifts that are deeper than just a political discussion, to the extent of trans and accepting that, that's contrary to his family by everything we've seen and their basic beliefs. Both the father and mother recognized her son in the surveillance and agreed, according to court filings, it was him, and that the father did confront him and talk him into surrendering. And as you heard, he went to a neighbor next door who was a member of law enforcement. Once again, the Utah County District Attorney, Jeff Gray.
Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. Robinson again, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left was the rifle wrapped in a towel. Remember how he was engraving bullets? The effing messages are mostly a big meme. Judging from today, I'd say Grandpa's gun does just fine, IDK. I think that was a $2K dollar scope.
I had said the other day, and I still stand by it, I think he actually missed what he was trying to hit. But it was still a mortal wound when it hit Charlie's neck. But I think he was probably going for the head or the chest. Adrenaline, a snap pull of the trigger, moves the aim. But the bottom line is he went there to kill Charlie Kirk, and that he did. And to that extent, he said, I think the rifle did just fine and what I wanted. And the only thing he was concerned about is getting the rifle back, because his granddad would be upset if he didn't have it, and his dad. Not what he just did. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin did something I did not expect him to do. He actually admitted that Democrats have gone too far characterizing conservatives as conservatives, first of all, Trump or Kirk, all as Nazis.
There is no place for violence in politics, and we ought to speak as one. Some of the statements that have been made blaming the Democrats, blaming the Republicans are just flat out wrong. We've all got to do it together, a bipartisan effort to preserve this democracy.
Just looking inward rather than outward going forward, do you think Democrats, if you believe that Republicans have done this, do you think Democrats have also gone too far in their rhetoric in demonizing the other side?
Absolutely. I mean, this notion that we're going to characterize MAGA as Nazis, for example, on the other side, that the Republicans would characterize the Democrats as a party of murder or evil. I mean, the outrage is coming from both sides and is unacceptable in both instances. So, yes, both sides can learn the lessons here. And Mr. Kirk's, the loss of Mr. Kirk is a good reason to do it.
I'm glad he's taken that approach now, but he was among those, again, calling Trump a Hitler-like character and conservatives. J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, had derided GOP with dictatorship comparison, calling them pathological, basically. And now he's been trying to say that, no, I didn't do that. I never called Republicans Nazis. So that's completely false. I did that. I never did that. Well, when he got fact-checked, yes, he had. Had it become so ingrained in his mind, he just didn't know the words crossed his lips, didn't think about it. Second nature. And Durbin making the remark, he said, there is no place for violence in politics. That's good. And we ought to speak as one. I agree. And he said, some of the statements have been made blaming the Democrats. Blaming the Republicans are just flat out wrong. You put that in, blaming the Republicans, to kind of balance it out. And I will agree we cannot be just looking to point the blame. But who's been doing the killing? Which side? And then he said this notion that we're going to characterize MAGA as Nazis. He said that's wrong. Of course, he also says it's wrong to characterize the Democrats as a party of murder or evil. They do murder. They murder babies in the womb. And yes, that is an evil act, in my opinion, period. J.D. Vance says you're not going to have unity with this kind of thought process.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
And I want to give you an example. I saw this video, and it is a young woman, her hair's pink, yellow, orange, whatever it is. This exchange shows you that he's truly trying to understand and then hopefully get her corrected, but not demeaning her. Listen to this.
I'm a queer person.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
When I grew up, calling someone queer was like a slur. Can you tell me what that means? I mean that sincerely. And how is it different than just saying you're lesbian or bisexual or gay?
So it can be different for everyone. It's a spectrum just like anything else. And for me personally, I like everyone.
No, but what does queer mean, though?
Queer, it's just a label.
What does the label mean?
It's different for everyone.
I'm not trying to put you as a trap, though. I mean this because when I grew up, if I called somebody queer, I would get in trouble. Just give me like a working definition.
Yeah, so queer is just something that you identify as with your sexuality. It can be related to gender too.
Right, but how do you know once you achieve queer? Can you give me saying that anybody can be it doesn't tell me what that thing is. That makes sense?
So it's literally just a identity.
Right, okay. But right, but like what is that identity? For example, if I were to say I'm a conservative, let me give an example.
Yeah.
A conservative is someone who believes in small government, strong borders, American exceptionalism, the Constitution. How would you then give a definition of queer that someone looking at could say, oh, that is queer, like connect the dots?
She can't. She can't go past what she's already got ingrained. And when she says she likes everyone, would she like to live under Sharia law when they would kill her for being queer? In the meantime, Russia, China, pro-Iranian groups have been spreading disinformation about the shooting, about the Charlie Kirk incident, again saying America is slipping into civil war. They want us to go there. Do not do that. But they're already saying it's going to lead to it. One Russian international tweeter said, Charlie Kirk's death and the coming civil war. Coming up, thoughts from Kid Rock, Charlie Sheen, and others regarding the death, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and what it means and where we go from here. That's still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors representing the sale and development of more than 150,000 acres. Selling, buying. Call Tom, 636-432-1922. Ask about hunting leases. ShawRealtors.com. In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I first thought about his fatherless children. Mm. His wife, instantly a widow. So I didn't care about the politics or any of the social aspects, the cultural aspects. At first, I immediately thought just in the family dynamic and component and the value of what was just ripped from all of them forever.
Forever. There's no going back once that bullet was fired. Those remarks made by Charlie Sheen, some of his first thoughts he had once he heard that Charlie Kirk had been assassinated. Charlie Sheen has always been a work in progress. There's a kind of an autobiographic documentary on him right now that points out all the things he's been through, and he's been drugged out much of his life. Been trying to turn his life around. And the documentary does a good job of showing what he's achieved. But he was, in that interview, referring to what he thought of the death of Charlie Kirk, a man killed just because he had different ideas. And he sounded extremely sane and right to the point. And he has obviously cleaned himself up in many ways. If you're going to judge the man by his past, you have to accept the fact that you can rehab yourself and change. And I don't know how much he's really changed, but his thoughts and his remarks were not political in the beginning. He said, I thought about that wife and children. He was on with Piers Morgan Uncensored when he made those remarks. Jay Leno also came out and talked about the death of not just Kirk, but what else is being killed?
It's not a random shooting. I mean, it's a death of free speech. To think that you are so illiterate and so stupid, you can't answer verbally, and you have to shoot somebody with a gun to quote, win the argument. You know, when I was in school, lively debate was unbelievable. They have the SDS, the Students of Democratic Society, debate somebody else.
That is Jay Leno. And he added, and again, as he was talking about the death of Charlie Kirk, he said, this is a political assassination of a man I didn't necessarily agree with, but I certainly enjoyed listening to because, oh, I didn't know that. I don't have to agree on everything. We're in a point in this country where if you don't agree with everybody and everything, you take out a gun, you shoot them, especially on a college campus. He said, it's very unsettling. And he admitted, this one really struck me. And he did make that point. Charlie Kirk's assassination is really the death and I would add the attempted death of free speech. Some members of Turning Point USA are now taken to the campuses to carry on some of the messages that are already getting pushback. Kid Rock added his remarks about the death of Charlie Sheen. I'm sorry, Charlie Kirk. Apologize, Charlie Kirk.
I've said it, and I'll say it again, because I think it needs to be echoed until they get it through their fat skulls. The mainstream media is is frickin' public enemy number one right now. Just the clips you just ran of these people from the New York Times and these other nut houses they call media establishments. It's absolutely frickin' ridiculous. I mean, and then they say to, you know, Charlie Kirk, God bless him, by the way, his wife, kids, that, you know, he's inciting this, he's inciting that. I'm someone who understands better than anyone as being a very vocal Trump supporter from day one. They've called me a racist Nazi for years now. I mean, go look up a few facts about my life, my children, where I, you know, everything. But other people start to echo this. Just people who write dumb articles who think, you know, I'm trash and I hate my music, and they say he's just a racist Nazi. And, you know, this starts to build and build and build. So you get these nut house kids who are doing nothing but playing video games, watching these occult movies that are all over our streaming services, that won't go outside to play any sports or anything. And, you know, then they think they're going to do something good. I'm going to go kill a Nazi. I'm going to go kill a racist. And they're literally mentally deranged. We need to bring the frickin' nut houses back.
That is Kid Rock. And for many, they look at his hair and his appearance, they just immediately turn him off. You hear his music, you might like it, but then once you find out it's Kid Rock, maybe you suddenly don't like it. Appearances and thoughts and so forth. We label people so quickly. We condemn them so quickly because of the way they look and the remarks they make. And sometimes we would be right. But often it's the gut, shooting from the hip type approach that you're not really getting truth. You're just getting your bias is what you end up with. Back to Charlie Sheen on the Joe Rogan program, because he was on the program with him when the word first came out that Charlie had been shot and was dead.
Joe and I just trying to kind of keep some measure of just keep our wits and sensibilities about us processing this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're discussing the JFK assassination earlier in that same interview. And I'm glad if that moment had to happen, the moment happened, and I'm being with Rogan for the aftermath of it was helpful.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. But, and I just, I don't know. I think for this generation, I think that's their JFK moment. I mean, seriously. And I just, you know, if that's where we've wound up, it cannot be where we stay.
Right.
You know, it's still, I don't want to say it still doesn't feel, it's too surreal to process it, you know?
Again, that's Charlie Sheen, as he was talking about being on the Rogan show when the news broke about Kirk, but talking to Piers Morgan. And you look back following the JFK assassination, what did we see? MLK, Robert Kennedy assassinated. And across the nation, widespread fear, paranoia, anger, but also prayer. Scott Jennings, the token conservative on the CNN staff, said, "We've got too many out there that want to simply look away from this."
Why did I do it? I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out.
So can I ask you? So
he has flat.
Scott, just explain what you just read.
That is the message that the shooter, Tyler Robinson, sent to his roommate. That is what he said. He also engraved the word, "Hey, fascist, catch," on the bullet. For 10 years, we have heard nothing from the left but that Donald Trump is a fascist. Republicans are Nazis, authoritarians, destroy the Constitution.
But that's
bloodbath,
so
part of the dictator for a day. And he wrote it on the bullet.
So can I ask you?
And he's been obviously marinating in some kind of information that radicalized him based on what he heard in the air in this country. All I know is what the prosecutor said today. He read very lucid messages from a shooter who was motivated by political hate, who had a plan to get away with it. He did not sound like a deranged person. He sounded like someone who had decided to take it upon himself to rid the world of someone that he hated politically, that he thought that the world would be better off.
The world would be better off without him? Yeah, he put all those on the bullets, and he even admitted to his transitioning lover that a lot of those are just memes. I'm just trying to capture the moment. Hear Charlie Ketch reference one bullet. Once again, back to Charlie Sheen.
It's just the unfairness of it, the unfairness of it. Because that dude, like, he didn't demean people. He didn't ridicule people. He didn't belittle or embarrass or gotcha. He showed up, as prepared as you could have been, mm-hmm. as passionate as you could have been, and just asked people to just, just have an open debate. Mm-hmm. Just, okay, here's what I believe and here's why. And let's hear your side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that it turned into that. Is just we can't keep having days like that moving forward.
No,
we can't. In the meantime, Seattle-based journalist and conservative influencer Cameron Higby, who contracts for Turning Point's Frontlines, is among those leading efforts to honor Kirk's legacy. He and a political commentator, David Cate, offered a new campaign called Fearless, going out to the campuses and talking to students just like Charlie was doing. Pray for them. Coming up, President Trump preparing to protect Memphis, bring safety to the citizens, and the Starbucks backlash and the attitude against Charlie Kirk.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Memphis has a high number of trafficking, significant human traffickers, child exploitation, drug trafficking. The local gangs there are extremely dangerous, and I'm so excited that you're going in there to work with not just the governor and willing local leaders, but also our attorney general and all the leaders that are standing here today to help protect our children. So what's going to change dramatically is the families' lives that live there. And it's only going to happen because of you, because you're coming in. What has started there, you're going to put on steroids. The networks that you're going to uncover across this country, because of the work that's going to happen in Memphis, we're going to see every city get safer because we're going to see those ties to other criminals that we're going to get out of the country. So we're a nation of laws. And, sir, thank you for caring about every single city.
Thank you, Christy.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem praising Trump for sending National Guard troops into Memphis. Timing still scheduled. But he wants to see the same results he saw with D.C. When those troops went into D.C. and he took control, which he had the authority to since it's under the umbrella of the federal government, he took control of the police department, federalized it, there was not a single death reported in 11 days. I haven't seen any big numbers since then, but yeah, it will slowly begin to percolate back up unless you make it clear we'll do it all over again. The people feel safer. The only problem I had with the D.C. area is that it was focused all around the tourists and the main spots that you all know from going to D.C. and so forth, and they really needed to get into some of the neighborhoods. But I don't know that with the troops taking care of the main, quote, tourist attraction areas that you would recognize it, they did not have police officers spending more time in those neighborhoods. That's what they're going to face in Memphis. You know, you could go down around some of the prime spots you would know and recognize, but the real crime happens inside the urban, inner, poor communities. They need that protection more than anyone else. So the president did sign this memo Monday, establishing a task force that would mobilize the National Guard and other federal law agencies to crack down on crime, similar to what he did with D.C. It will include the FBI, the ATF, DEA, and ICE, and Homeland Security, U.S. Marshals, and more. Governor Bill Lee, a Republican who attended the memo signing event, stood there while Trump said, "I expect your crime rates to drop in 4 or 5 weeks, maybe sooner." And Lee added, "I'm very hopeful and excited about the prospect of moving our city forward. I'm tired of crime holding the great city of Memphis back." He was later interviewed on a TV program and asking, "Can you share with us exactly how it's going to happen?" He said, "Well, it's going to be a coordinated effort of multiple agencies, one including the National Guard." He was asked, "Do you plan to declare a state of emergency in Memphis and Shelby County, because if you do, the National Guard would have full law enforcement powers. Governor Bill Lee responded, "So what I hope to happen, I think will happen. We also have the authority of the Tennessee Highway Patrol. By anticipation of all of this coming together, we will have 50 more Highway Patrol in Shelby County just this week." You see, when I came into office, we had about a dozen Highway Patrol in Shelby County. Now we have 140, and we're getting ready to add another 50. He said, "These National Guardsmen are actually military police. They are trained law enforcement officers. That's who was used in D.C. They are military police officers, trained law enforcement." For governors, mayors who want to see their city improve and safety, you should welcome this. The mayor of Memphis is not welcoming it because he would look, "I'm conceding to Trump. I can't do that." In the beginning, when Trump talked about sending them troops into D.C. and taking control of the police, Muriel Bowser would, no, that's not going to happen. And then she began to, "Yeah, I kind of like it. I like what's happening." But then the left got back into her ear and she started cowering again. We're just trying to bring law and order. It will or will not involve illegals. It will involve predators of every type preying upon you because you're elderly or because you're young and vulnerable, and shipping drugs and weapons all around your city. Speaking of guns, the left is trying at this point, thinking they can use the killing of Charlie Kirk as an example. We'll have conservatives with us now. They will say, "Yeah, we should not have guns on the streets and everything." No, that's not going to work for you. And you can play that little game in your own little head, but conservatives recognize it is not the gun. It's the person that pulled the trigger. And yes, we have a lot of unstable people in this nation, and some of them have been able to get guns legally, and some not. And we have the gangsters and the thugs. They're going to do what they want. They will not give a damn about any new law you pass. And you got plenty of laws already available. But they're going to use it. They're going to try to brand it. This is a reason the conservatives will come together with us on tougher gun laws. Not a single gun law they can propose would have saved Charlie Kirk. Once the shooter made up his mind, got in position, chambered that weapon, no law is going to stop that. Do you know what a fascist is? You keep hearing that term thrown around a lot. Do you know what it is, really? I'm going to read you the way it's presented by Wikipedia. Now, I'm not going to say this is, or actually, I think this might be AI on Google. I think that's probably what it is, but it pretty well correlates with fact, but it will be a wake-up call for some who think Trump, MAGA, conservatives, or fascists, when we've all along been saying the left is actually using fascist techniques. I'll get to that. But first I want to share with you a story out of a Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks. I don't even know how to order. I mean, you got to divide. I don't know what a venti is. I don't even know. Just give me a coffee. All right, blend maybe ice and a caramel something with it. Make it kind of like a shake. But I want you to hear what happened in one case. You know, when they take your name, they write your name on a cup. So when that cup is ready, they call you by name. If I tell them my name is Jack, then they're called Jack. Now, there might be other Jacks in there. We have to fight over, is it me, Jack, or that Jack? Well, I lied. I didn't even use my name, but I'm not under instructions. I have to use my name. I want you to hear what happened in one case. That story, when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You want two, honey? Two? Okay. Hi, let me get a Grande Mint Majesty with two honeys.
Perfect. What else today?
Oh, that's it.
Perfect. What was the name for the order? Or actually, what do you need
to make? The name is Charlie Kirk.
We can't do political names, but it didn't even ask for a name to begin with, so it's going to be $3.75, okay?
Oh, but can you write the name on the cup?
The sticker won't print.
Oh, you that's can't write name. On
that? I could, but I can write Charlie.
Why can't you write the whole name?
Because it's political.
Political?
Yes, yeah. Let me start your PC, okay? And it's going to be $3.75.
You know what? Forget it. I don't want it.
Wow. Great. Walk away from it. I wonder if she had said, just put Kirk on it. What would they have done then? They supposedly have machines that they will suddenly now type in and it will print out a label to go on the cup instead of the barista's handwriting it. And in cases where they have those, they have shut those off. They will not be allowed to print Charlie Kirk. And the baristas are now told you can't put Charlie Kirk on a cup because that's a political statement. Can I put USA? I have to get back to you after talking to management. All right, to a description of a fascist. The way this starts sets the tone of what's to come. I'm going to read it to you directly. A fascist is a follower of a far-right, authoritarian, an ultra-nationalist political ideology that prioritizes the nation or race over the individual. Why did they need the word far-right in there? Wasn't Hitler a nationalist? I expect him to be for his country, as Trump is a nationalist. There's nothing wrong with that word. But prioritizing race over the individual, that is what Hitler was doing. That's fascist by this definition. So why do they even begin with a fascist is a follower of far right? They do it because they're trying to nail the far right with all the sins of fascism while ignoring what they have done with it. And then they add, the ideology originated in the 20th century Europe, most notably with Benito Mussolini in Italy and Adolf Hitler in Germany. But they were not all far right. You have extreme nationalism. Fascists believe their nation or race is superior. Black Lives Matter, does that fit into that category? Dictatorial rule, China, Russia, support of opposition, or rather, correction, suppression of opposition, yeah, controlled economy, again, we could go to China, North Korea, and then they get into fascism's relationship with other political systems is defined by what it stands against as much as it stands for. Oh, you're going to walk the balance beam on this one. This is Google AI if you search what is fascism. Anti-liberalism rejects the emphasis on individual rights. Well, it did under Hitler. Civil liberties, it did under Hitler and Mussolini. Democrat processes that are central to liberal societies. No, we're not against Democrat policies, yet we are a republic, I remind you. Anti-communism and anti-socialism. Well, Can you separate the two? And then they add anti-conservatism in action. Although often partnering with conservative forces to gain power, fascist movements are revolutionary, seeking to upend the existing social order rather than merely preserve it. So Ron Mandani in New York City? And adding, this alliance is often a miscalculation by conservatives. There's no miscalculation. We all know what it is. Then they add that since the end of World War II, fascist has often been used pejoratively. Few modern movements openly describe themselves this way. No, you're right. They don't come out and say, we are fascist. They do the acts of fascism, banning people because of color, banning books because they have things they don't like, banning people with labels just because they don't agree with them, killing a man who was simply speaking his mind and trying to encourage others to think for themselves. That also falls under fascism. Did you know that Charlie Kirk, according to one report, was basically considered a Christian and nationalist? They say he regularly criticized Jews. No, he didn't. We'll get into that in our next hour. And also, Mike Ferguson's interview this morning with Steve Forbes. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.